Well, how about that? We made it to a Thursday. It's the 7th day of August, 1969. The top of the morning to you. This is Air Force Sergeant Dick Stork here, and we have the sounds of music for you. Instrumentally now, this is Aquarius. Do believe we're going to be hearing a bit more from that particular record album. Don Kitchener in the orchestra and chorus right there, and it's entitled Don Kitchener Cuts Hair. And he gives an instrumental kind of vocal rendition of all the songs from that great big Broadway happening here. Seems like everybody's coming out with something hither and yon from here. Time-wise, we have 19 and a half minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning, the 7th day of August, 1969. And a reminder to Project English Teacher Volunteers. There'll be a meeting of all current PET volunteer teachers in the 388th Combat Support Group Conference Room this Friday morning. That's tomorrow morning at 10:30. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss plans for the up-and-coming school year.
According to the regulations, military taxi vehicles are to be used for official use only.
Here are some of the things that official use is not.
Transportation to and from work.
The clubs.
The base exchange.
And the post office.
Also remember that base taxi vehicles will not wait longer than 5 minutes at any one location except for loading and unloading of the vehicle.
And light cargo and passenger carrying service will not exceed 30 minutes duration for each user.
The base taxi service is a privilege that's too often abused.
So think, do you really need a taxi?
Is your trip on official business?
Could you use a shuttle bus instead?
Don't call for a base taxi unless it's really necessary.
20 minutes, 30 seconds past the 6 o'clock hour. And hey, good morning, Waldo. How you doing?
Wow. You know magic, huh?
Yeah, we'll make some magic with the music right now as we listen to this sound. This is Neil Sedaka. The last time I played this thing, you hear that little snap? Oh, yes, that kind of hung up on me. I think we're going to track all the way through this morning on Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so fine. Good sound there from Neil Sedaka on AFTN's TOM show. Now 24 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock as we check what's going on motion picture-wise in our area this evening.
Listen carefully and don't interrupt. We have your daughter. If you want her back, intact, do what we say and keep silent. We've made no mistakes. Don't you make any. Just follow our instructions. Or...
No! No!
The kidnapping is only the beginning. What follows is a devastating assault on your senses.
Marlon Brando, Richard Boone, Rita Moreno, in The Night of the Following Day.
Restricted. Persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or guardian.
The Night of the Following Day.
It's about people who steal people, sometimes for some very peculiar reason.
See Night of the Following Day tonight at the Courant Nittany Theater.
And at the Camp Friendship Theater tonight, the delightful motion picture Camelot. We caught that one last night. And there's a slight change in the schedule. I think the first show goes off as scheduled at 6:15 in the evening, and then the second showing is at 9 o'clock in the evening at the Camp Friendship Theater for Camelot. Time right now is 25 and a half past 6 o'clock, 75 degrees outside.
Here with the sound of feeling good. And the top of the morning show from Fun-Lovin' 1450 and Sergeant Dick Stork.
All right, we might as well proclaim this Thursday a big toothy grin day, too. Here we go right now with the Fifth Dimension. Working on a groovy thing. Working on a groovy thing there with the Fifth Dimension on AFTN's Top of the Morning Show. 75 degrees outside, 29 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour. At the bottom of the hour, we have the top of the news coming up for you. Now, news and weather together on your AFTN Capsule Report. First news in headline four.
At 6:30 in Thailand, these news stories are making the headlines. The Senate is expected at any moment to vote on the showdown over the safeguard ABM system points. Details of these and other news stories upcoming at 7 o'clock over AFTN, the American Forces Thailand Network.
AFTN capsule weather calls for cloudy to partly cloudy skies with intermittent light rain terminating around 7 o'clock this morning. Predicted high temperature, 92 degrees. Currently, wind south-southwesterly, 7 knots, relative humidity, 87%. Under mostly cloudy skies with light rain in the area, our present temperature 75 degrees.
Look at my...
Nice and new from Pet Clark. Look at mine. You just heard it on AFTN's Top of the Morning Show. 75 degrees outside right now. We have this important word for you.
Oh, man, what a day I had today. It's good to be back in the old barracks. I think I'll slide down the rack here and get a little shut-eye. See, just turn back the sheets here.
Hi, Villager Don here.
Oh, yeah.
Your dynamic retention NCO.
Oh, get out.
I've got bennies for everyone.
Oh, only bennies.
And here's a benny for you.
Oh.
A nice one for you.
Yeah.
And how about this benny over here?
Oh, man.
And here are a few more outstanding bennies.
Oh, all I wanted was a little rest.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Sometimes he can even be found in his office. Drop by and see Diligent Don Hansen soon. Then maybe you can get a little sleep. Yeah, don't sleep on us right now, though. We have 25 minutes before 7 o'clock, and you have to be to work maybe by 7 o'clock, so we better get a move out. Incidentally, there'll be a short-timers briefing tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Sawa D Club. If you've received notification of your next assignment, or you're returning for separation and you haven't already been to a short-timers briefing, you ought to attend this one. As a matter of fact, you must attend this one if you want to go back home, huh?
Say another pretty song, dear.
All right, Waldo, here we go. This is little Stevie Wonder with that arrangement that made this song so, so popular. For once in my life. Swing out on the Top of the Morning Show. For once in my life, the sound of Stevie Wonder, Mr. Wonder, coming right on out there with a big sound. It's 20 minutes, 21 minutes, 30 seconds before the 7 o'clock hour now on the Top of the Morning Show. On sale now at the Bass Hobby Resale Store are X-Acto knives, blades, tool chests, and a new item on the list is a handy camera cleaning kit. Also, two-station intercom systems, paint-by-number sets, and many varieties of plastic models. There's also a wide variety of stones and settings for the lapidary enthusiast. So don't be left out. Stop by the Hobby Sales Store located across the street from the NCO Club.
The AFTN Parade of Sports Spotlight turns to softball this weekend as the All-Thailand Softball Tournament is played at Korat. This is Airman Steve Emming, and along with Sergeant Larry Ryan, we'll bring you the play-by-play of featured games this Saturday and Sunday night. Game time both nights will be 7:05. Plan to join us for all the action as your favorite team vies for the title of the best in Thailand. It's all yours on AFTN Radio.
Okay, now we have a special feature for you on the AFTN Top of the Morning Show. I don't think we're going to believe this one.
We switch you now through the miracle of sound reproduction to one of the most thrilling moments of courage in our Navy's history.
Take her down, Matthews.
But, Captain, do you think it's wise?
If we want to win this war, we must show the enemy the kind of defiance that will make him respect us. So take her down.
But, Captain, this is a destroyer.
A destroyer? Take her up! Take her up! Destroyer? Take her up! Take her up!
Those bongos belong to Tommy James and the Shondells. This is Crystal Blue Persuasion, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock at a Thursday morning, Top of the Morning Showtime. That sound comes on kind of strong, doesn't it? Tommy James, the Shondells, and the TOM Show. Crystal Blue Persuasion is what I'm trying to say. 75 degrees outside. Looking for a high temperature today of 92. Weather forecast calls for cloudy to partly cloudy skies with intermittent light rain today. South-southwesterly winds. Mostly cloudy skies now. Light rain in the area. From the bulletin board, all vehicle control officers and NCOs should turn in their vehicle operations records, that's Air Force Form 887, to the base motor pool between the 5th and the 10th of every month beginning this month. This new deadline is because of a new reporting date to 13th Air Force Headquarters. The vehicle operations records must be in to the base motor pool between the 5th and the 10th of each month.
This program is being brought to you by Kremen Psychedelic Facial Tissues, the only product that lets you blow your mind as you blow your nose.
A-F-T-S.
What are your hopes for America's future?
Can you express this in written form?
The Freedoms Foundation is now accepting entries in its annual letter-writing contest.
The top prize offered to Armed Forces entrants is $1,000.
In addition, the Freedoms Foundation is offering 50 awards of $100 and 50 awards of $50.
The top active duty entrants and the 3 leading reservists will be invited to receive their awards at ceremonies at Valley Forge next February.
Also included in the itinerary will be a trip to Washington, D.C.
To enter, simply write a letter in 500 words or less on the subject, My Hopes for America's Future.
Include your full name, grade, social security, and service number, and your military address, service designation, and your home address.
Entries in the Freedoms Foundation letter writing contest should be postmarked no later than November 1st, so you better get busy now.
Send your entries to Freedoms Foundation, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, zip code 19481.
The winners will be announced early next year.
So put your thoughts down on paper on the subject of My Hopes for America's Future and enter now.
This is the sound of 98.6 and Lazy Day, and Leslie Gord is saying on AFTN's Top of the Morning Show. Good morning to you on this Thursday morning. It's the 7th day of August, 1969. Lazy. 98.6, Lazy Day, the sound of Leslie Gore on AFTN's Top of the Morning Show at 12 before 7. Here's another goodie from the bulletin board. Port call requests for November will be submitted to the Traffic Management Office at about August 20th. Any request for a late or early port call must be submitted through your squadron commander or staff agency to arrive at the assignment section of CBPO on or before Friday, August the 15th.
AFTN Accent.
We're speaking with Airman First Class Tony Pacheco, member of the 601st Photo Flight. And, Tony, could you tell us something about your job here?
Yes, on 601st, we're located just by wing headquarters. Our main job is to support the 388th Tactical Fighter Wing. We do this in metal presentation, clear down to accidents that happen on base. We have three basic places. We have our motion picture, our still photographers, and our maintenance people. And we also support an aerial photography.
Tony, could you tell us if a person, say, is a... An officer has to have his picture taken. Does he come see you also?
Yes. We have studio hours from 9 to 11 o'clock, Monday through Fridays. From 9 to 10, we have those hours set back for E&E photographs, and from 10 to 11 for any other type of photograph that requires studio work.
Tony, where'd you get your training for photography?
I went to a direct duty assignment to McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey.
Are you on flying status?
Yes, I am.
Survival school, right?
Yes, I attended two. I attended one in Washington State, Fairchild Survival School, then I attended one in the Philippines, which more was for jungle survival.
So it sounds like it's you've had a pretty exciting tour so far in the Air Force.
Yes, it's been very interesting. I've learned many things. I've dealt with many different types of people, and I found it very interesting.
Tony, got any plans for the future?
Not at this point. I probably wait till I get out of the service.
Thank you very much. We've been talking with Airman First Class Tony Pacheco, a member of the 601st Photo Flight. This is Air Force Sergeant Jay McClain for AFTN Accent.
Here's Glenn Campbell now on the TOM show. And that's from Glenn's latest motion picture, co-starring with John Wayne in True Grit, and the sound of Glenn Campbell, of course. 7 minutes before 7 o'clock, top of the morning showtime. From the bulletin board, the third quarter resources self-inspection of your buildings containing high-value items and equipment and weapons are due to the Security Police Resources Protection Office no later than September 30th. This is an early notice to remind you not to wait until the last minute to complete your self-inspections.
Give your heart a break. Here's a simple step to take.
A simple step? Yes, sir. Take out that pack of cigarettes and throw it away. You'll be reducing your risk of heart attack and avoiding the dangers of emphysema, lung cancer, and chronic bronchitis at the same time.
If you really want to give your heart a break, here's another simple step to take.
Another step? Step around to your Heart Association. They have several pieces of free literature that will help explain the risks involved in cigarette smoking. The kids will be interested, too. Ask for the cigarette quiz and what you should know about smoking and heart disease.